Today's Shir in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning a very important Simen Shin Yud Ches, which deals with Din HaMevashel B'Shabbos, cooking on Shabbos. Now, today's Shir has a tremendous number of Deir Shu footnotes as well, so what I'm going to try to do is go first through the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishneh Berurah, and then we'll see how much time we have left for the Deir Shu footnotes, which are very important. The Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph, HaMevashel B'Shabbos, if somebody goes and cooks on Shabbos, and the Ramah points out over here, O She'osa Achas Mishar Melacha, brings down from the tour, but this applies as well to other melachos that a person does intentionally on Shabbos. So if a person violates Shabbos, specifically here we're talking about cooking on Shabbos, if he does this, b'mezid, he intentionally violates the Shabbos laws. So what is the penalty on this action that he did? Also lo liolam, he is forever forbidden, not only on that Shabbos, but for all time, he is forbidden to get any benefit from the thing that was done intentionally wrong on Shabbos. So for example, if he cooked something on Shabbos intentionally, so that item is forbidden for him to eat after Shabbos, and of course on Shabbos, forever, he can't eat it. However, other people, l'lacherim, people that are not his house, as we'll see, other people, mutter l'motzei Shabbos miyad, they are permitted to go and eat this immediately after Shabbos is over. You don't have to wait the amount of time it takes, kidei shiasu, that it would have taken to cook that thing, motzei Shabbos, but other people can't eat it on Shabbos, but other people are able to eat it immediately after Shabbos is over, and the Mishneh Berurah will explain exactly why this is the case. Now this is talking about if a person violated Shabbos with cooking or other malachos intentionally. However, b'shogeg, if the person did a violation of Shabbos law by accident, he didn't realize he was cooking something, and he cooked something, for example, Osur bo bayom gam le'acherim, he and other people are not allowed to get any benefit from that food that he cooked, let's say, on Shabbos. V'lo erev, however, after Shabbos is over, mutter gam lo miyad. Not only can the other people eat it miyad, but as opposed to the case where he did it intentionally when it's forever forbidden for him, here since he accidentally did the malach of cooking on Shabbos or other malachos, so then he's allowed to benefit from them the minute Shabbos is over. He also doesn't have to wait kidei shiasu, the amount of time it would take to do that malacha after Shabbos is over. So here, the main difference between mezid and shogig is everybody's forbidden to use it on Shabbos. By mezid, other people can use it right after Shabbos, but he's forbidden forever. But by shogeg, other people as well as himself are allowed to use it miyad the minute Shabbos is over. The Ramah adds over here, Vim amar le'eino Yehudi lasos lo melacha b'Shabbos. If he tells a non-Jewish person to do melacha for him on Shabbos, which is only an issur derabbanan for him to tell a non-Jewish person to do melacha on Shabbos. So these halachas we've already learned in some detail. The Ramah tells us, Ayin le'il simin shin zayin siv chav. Go look back over there. One can listen to the shiurim again or go look at it himself to see what those halachos were. Now we can begin the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that this din of Mevashel includes other types of cooking on Shabbos as well. This is Echad HaMevashel, this is whether one is cooking, Es HaMaichel, the food item, or Es HaSamimonim, or the various spices or other ingredients over here, it's Lav Dafka, only the food, or HaMechamim Es HaMayim, this even includes if you heat up water. And he says, Rots Olomar, the Chiddush over here is, Af Demayim Roy L'Shesiyo Belo Bishul, even the water is obviously edible, it's potable, before you go and heat it up. So cold water is also edible. So you might have thought that somehow you're not changing it, so the hot water is not considered over here something significant. No, it is. Likewise, milk. You can have milk cold or if you heat it up. Mikol makom, in all of these situations where you're doing, quote, cooking, mikol makom chayiv, you are chayiv over here, and it's a daraisa chayiv chatus, kiven the mishtabeach ayidei habishul. You have improved the item, even though water was edible, milk was edible beforehand. You have improved it for the purposes that you want, and therefore that is an isser of bishul on Shabbos. This is true as well, the Mishneh Berurah says, ve'echad ofes apas. This is true if you bake bread. Hakol inyan echadu, the whole aspect of cooking, baking, roasting, it's all one. Da afia hu may inyan bishul, that baking is included within bishul. The only difference is that we use the terminology baking, el shafia hu bepas, we call it baking bread, or bishul hu b'shadvarim, and we cook other food items. So this is all included under the issur of mevashel. Likewise, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hamatich, if you go and melt, you heat up something, Echad mimine matochos koshu, if you heat up various metal items, even a koshu, even heating them up a little bit, Or, o hamechamim, if you heat up, es hamatochos, ad shetiyose gacheles. Or, if you heat them up until they get essentially red hot, they turn into coals. All of these are also included in the issur of mevashel. Harei ze toledes mevashel. This is also forbidden as an aspect, a tolda of bishul. Why? Shari b'chimumo hu mirachicho. By heating it up, you're making it softer, more malleable. Shei royal is sakno velasos imenu kli. And as a result of it being heated up even a little bit, it's now able to be molded or fashioned. It's malleable, and therefore, v'harehu mirafe dover hakosha. You're making something that was hard, soft, and this is also included in the isser of bishul. Likewise, the Mishnah continues, if a person melts donag, the Mishnah tells us, is shava, fats. So by melting fat on Shabbos, or you melt the animal fats, or any sorts of these items, this pitch or this tar or this sulfur or any item like that, you take an item and you heat it up and melt it. This is also included as a tolda of bishul. This is all within the category of the issur d'oraisa of bishul. And all of these actions, if you do them, you're over a issur d'oraisa. You're chayav v'chatas over here. Likewise, v'chena mevashel klei adoma. If you go and heat up, you cook, so to say, earthenware until you make it into cheres, to not just regular earthenware, but now it's heated up earthenware. It's now a clay utensil. Chayav mishum mevashel. You now have also done the prohibited act on Shabbos of bishul, because the kodem shemischazek hakli v'nitzrof be'akivshon v'nasach eretz kiroi. Because even before it becomes hardened, it becomes forged over here in the furnace over here, and it's now made into a full kli cheres as opposed to just being a kli adoma. Nevertheless, before it even happens, mizbashel botit shalakli, you have essentially cooked the tar over here, the pitch over here of this utensil, and therefore that is the issur of bishul. Furthermore, the chayin hanosein chatichas eitz betanur kidei sheyiz yabesh. If you put a piece of firewood into a fire over here, into the oven, in order that it should dry out, v'yadua shemitchila hu misrape, but initially it will become softer, v'yotzi menu halachluchis, and its moisture will go out of it, that's also an issur of bishul, chayiv mishum mevashel. All of these acts are told us are in the category of the issur d'oraisa mevashel. Doing any of the ones that we just mentioned in this entire Mishnah Berurah is an issur d'oraisa, and you would be chayav achatas if you did this unintentionally on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us the rule: klal shel dover, bein sherifa guf kosher bo'esh, whether you have softened a hard item because of putting it in the fire, o shehiksha gufrach, or you hardened a soft item by putting it in the fire. All of these are an issur of mevashel, and this is brought down by the Rambam in Perek Tes in Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah cautions us. V'akin yesh lezor ma'ot shelo laniach eitzim lachim al hatanur liyavshon achash kesachama. Friday night, after the sun has set, you have to be very careful not to put moist wood into the oven. Duhu chashash deraisa, because this is possibly an issur deraisa. Furthermore, hiniach basar agabi l'cholim. Likewise, if you put meat on top of coals, imnitzla tzliya gemura kishir grogeres chayev. If it is roasted over here to the point where it is enough roasted that a grogeres could be eaten, a certain measure of dried figs could be eaten, then you are chayev. Also in issur d'oraisa. And he says, v'afilu ha-grogeres, and even if this amount of meat that's cooked, the grogeres is worth, that has been roasted over here, ain't a b'makom echad, it's not all in one place. Ela mislakit mishnayim u'shlosh makomos. Here was a third of a grogeres, here was a third of a grogeres, there's a third of a grogeres on this piece of roasted meat that you put on the coals. Gam kin chayev. Altogether, you have done an issur d'oraisa, so it's also a chiv chatas over here if you did this unintentionally. V'afilu m'loyos tzliyo gemura, and even if it wasn't fully roasted, rak kemaycho ben drosoy, only roasted to the amount that the ganav, the famous ganav ben drosoy, was always on the lam, always on the run, so he wouldn't cook his foods or roast his foods fully. So we had a machlokas earlier, which we discussed this in greater detail, whether it's half cooked or a third cooked, a machlokas rashi the Rambam. In any event, once you cooked it to this stage, roasted it to this stage, gam kin chayev. That's also an issur d'oraisa. The only difference is, el de bezeh, sheino tzliyo gemura, but in a situation where you haven't done a real roasting over here, so she abosa tzoli bishnei atzadim shel abosa davka. You have to make sure that both sides are roasted. If only one side is roasted, it's not really edible. If you ma'a potter, in that situation, it would not be an issur d'oraisa, it would be potter b'loser. And this is brought down by the Rambam, ken kosav a Rambam, shomen halacha hei, in halachos Shabbos in the Rambam, in Perek Tes. All of these are in regards to Nisa Daraisa, which if you did it unintentionally on Shabbos, you chayv chatas. However, in all of these situations, even if it's not a chayv chatas, aval isur yesh b'chol gavne, you definitely would be also to do this in all of these situations. V'chein masha kosef haramba mitchila linyan tzliya hashir grogeris, and that which the Rambam said that the shir to be over a chatas is the amount of a grogeris, ugamkin rak linyan chayv chatas. That was also only talking about the obligation to bring a chatas, because that's the shir that you have to go and do in order to be chayev achatas. However, in all of these situations, if you do it less than the shir, aval isa daraisa yesh b'chol gavne, even a small amount is also midaraisa. The shir is for achatas, but any amount is aser, as we know the famous rule, kidekayim lo an chatzi shir aser min haTorah. Morin Shabbos brings down that a half of a shir of an isa daraisa is also aser min haTorah. The chiyev for achatas only is brought when you have the full shir done. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol she'eh sofek plukto bazeh, ihavi b'chlal bishul olav, in any situation where you're not sure, is it an act of bishul or not? Or b'shar melochos ki agavno, or likewise, in any other melocha, you're not sure, did you or did you not do this? Ain lesor b'dievet. Then we don't make the item that was done, that was cooked, let's say, it was made, fashioned, whatever issa you did, we don't make it osur b'dievet. The kola isra zeh, this reason that we forbid you to get benefit from this food or this item that you did on Shabbos, that's an issa d'rabbanan, that we forbid it. Who rak me the rabbanon? This prohibition on the food is only an issur de rabbanon. Shekansu, the rabbis made a knas over here, a punishment. Usveke the rabbanon lekulin. Since it's only a suffix, did you do this an issur de raisa, not over here? So then we don't institute the second part, the real issur de rabbanon over here, because it's a sveke the rabbanon, and we go lekula. This is based upon the Prima Gadim, as well as the Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah says, look in those places, and it also requires further investigation. Sivkot and Gimel. This, the Rama said, was true for not only Bishul, but for all other Malachos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'imhi Malacha d'Rabbanan, if it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, so then, Ayin the Biar Gro, look at what the Vilna Gaon says, Sheherich, he wrote a long Arichas on this, Lochiach d'Lekuliyama, im Osa Oso Bishogeg, and Letzor B'dievet Leonos Mimenu. For an Issa d'Rabbanan, so then, if you did it accidentally, then the rabbis never instituted over here any form of prohibition on the item that was created or made or cooked. And he says this needs to be looked at in the Bir Halacha in greater detail. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschel, Acha Echas, Nishar Malachos, he brings down over there in the name of the Chayyadim. That when the rabbis instituted a prohibition over here is only if the item itself was changed. There was a physical change in the item. You cooked this raw piece of meat and now you have a cooked piece of meat. As opposed to if you brought something from Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, you did nothing intrinsically to that item, albeit an Issa D'Raisa was done. So therefore, in that situation, the rabbis never set up that the item itself becomes usher. This has huge ramifications, for example, as the Dirshu footnotes bring down. I don't think we'll get to it inside, but they talk about if somebody brought a key from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim and he opened up the doors of the shul, other people are allowed to go and benefit from the door being opened in some situations because the key was the isser, not the door and the shul being opened. Again, there are many other ramifications. You'll have to see the Dirshu footnotes for some of the halacha l'maaseh ramifications. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is forbidden if the person himself did it, b'meiz it, for him forever, not only on Shabbos. So the forbidden act over here is lehanos mi'osu malacha. The rabbis set up here in Issa d'Rabbanan that he can never benefit from this. The kansu Rabbanan, the rabbis made a knas over here. But he could get benefit from the value of this act. So the item before was worth, let's say, $1. Now it's cooked, it's worth $1.50, so he can't eat it, but he could sell it to somebody for $1.50. The pot that was used over here to cook, that pot itself now becomes also because it has forbidden things for him inside of it. The food that was cooked in there is forbidden for him forever, so it was absorbed into the pot. So this pot now has forbidden things that will come out, and therefore the pot itself is also forbidden for this person. This is only talking about when you cooked intentionally over here for a healthy person, there was no heter to do so. But even though cooking is forbidden, but it is permitted for a sick person, so the stuff that was cooked for the sick person is not considered usher, so any of the blios from that cooking, while cooking is usher, those blios are not usher, and therefore the pot would not be usher in that situation. Sivkot and Hay. He said that for the rest of the Jewish people, even though a Jew cooked it, b'mezid on Shabbos, they can get benefit from it, mutar, miyad, immediately. You don't have to wait kadesh yasu. And the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu l'mishin mizbashel bishvilo. And even for the person that the Jew A, Reuven, cooked for Shimon on Shabbos, so Reuven can never benefit from this, but Shimon, even though it was cooked for Shimon, is allowed to benefit from it immediately post-Shabbos. The lo bo'inan lahamtin b'kadesh yasu. We don't have this principle of waiting kadesh yasu. Ela b'mlocha nasa sayideh enu yehudi b'shul Yisrael. This principle of you have to wait long enough for it to be done is when you asked a non-Jewish person to cook something for you and he did on Shabbos. So let's say it took a half an hour. So you're not allowed to benefit from that thing until a half an hour has passed that you would have had time to go and cook this item after Shabbos. And the reasoning is, Mishum the Kalbian of Issa Damiruli over Gilulam. Because people very lightly take this Issa to tell a guy to do something. It's also to tell a guy to do something. Rabbinically, it's forbidden to do so. But people take it very lightly. So therefore, the rabbis gave it some teeth. The Yovel Lassos came Pamacheris. Since a person will say, well, okay, so this time I did it, and you know, I can use it right after Shabbos, and next week I'll do the same thing. In order, Kadeshi Amuchal Lobamotzi Shabbos Miyad. So he'll say, listen, I need to be able to do this thing right after Shabbos, so I'll ask the guy to do it on Shabbos. And since no penalty, no problem, I'll do it. And therefore, they're not careful with this. So therefore, the rabbi said you have to wait Kadesh Yasu, so you get zero benefit out of asking the non-Jewish person to do this Issa for you on Shabbos. However, but if the Jewish person himself did it, another Jewish person is allowed to benefit from it the minute Shabbos is over, because there's no way that's going to lead to a takala that I'm going to start asking Jewish people to do things for me on Shabbos, and they'll do it, so it'll be ready immediately Motzi Shabbos. Vade leka lemechash da yedei zeh natir leshenatir lemotzi Shabbos miyad yavo pamacheres lomar liyisrael levashalo b'Shabbos b'shul zeh. Because nobody is going to go and do this again, because they were lenient this time to allow you to use it immediately after Shabbos. So I see that Reuven cooked on Shabbos, and I can use it immediately after Shabbos, so no way I'm going to come tell Reuven next Shabbos, go cook for me so I can eat it immediately after Shabbos. By a non-Jewish person, you may do this because people take lightly Amir Eliakim, so therefore the rabbis added Kadesh Yasu. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Oh, Shayisro lo Yishmalo." And even if this time he cooked on Shabbos, there's no way he's going to listen next time and be over Shabbos on my benefit. They know the Mechotiv lo lo. Why is he doing it? Here he cooked it for himself, so Mistama, I'm allowed to go and benefit from it right after Shabbos. But if I go and tell him, cook for me, he's not going to go and do that, because a person normally doesn't do something for somebody else's benefit, an Isser, without him getting benefit himself. Mishnah Berurah continues, "Imoya b'matzei Shabbos Yontif." What happens if Sunday is Yontif? Afilu bishal beheter. And if he cooked on Shabbos Beheter, for example, Kigon Shabishal B'Shabbos L'Chola, there's a sick person, he had the right to go cook something on Shabbos. Mikol Mokom Osu L'Bari Gam B'Yom Tov Rishon. Nevertheless, even though it was cooked Beheter, a healthy person can't eat from this on Shabbos, and he's not even allowed to eat from it Sunday Yontif in this situation, because they ain't Shabbos Mechel Yontif, because we don't have allowing a Shabbos doing something to be Mechel for Yontif. Next, in this Arid B'Shabbos, also Dovashin is Bashel B'Mezid B'Achayim. If this thing that was forbidden now gets mixed up with other things, Da'asam Ogin of Rom, De'inum is Batel V'Osulo, B'Shabbos Leonos Mizeh, then you can't say it's Batel, even if it's in the amount that's large enough for it to be Batel, because this thing is forbidden, the Kivin D'Lemotzi Shabbos Yeh Mutel Yachayim, since it will be permitted after Shabbos, it's what we call a Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Mikrei Dover Sheish L'Matirin, De'inum Batel Fil Be'elef. Since it will be permissible, we just wait till after Shabbos is over, so that's something that will eventually become permissible, so why are you going to use it now in a situation of Bittel on Shabbos? It fell in with 60 other things, so it's definitely Batel, or it's not recognizable to taste, so it's Batel 2-1. Nevertheless, since if you wait till Motzi Shabbos, it will definitely be Mutter, so therefore you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, even if it's technically Batel, because it's Dover Sheish L'Matir. And he says, go look further about this Mashkos B'Yerodea, so Simon Kufbez, Hippuch Zeh, there it seems to suggest otherwise. So Nidchach HaMogin Ram L'Yashu, the Mogin Ram goes to great difficulty to try to reconcile the difference, and he says, look as well in the Chavos Das, that disagrees with the Mogin of Ram. In any event, the Chozeh L'Hamavashel Be'atzmo, that's only here a problem for the person who cooks it himself. In regards to other people, certainly for all other people, they don't have a right to have it if it becomes mixed on Shabbos, because for them it would be Mutter Motzi Shabbos. For this Yid that will never become Mutter, that's when this whole question, it's not a Dover Sheish L'Matirim for him, gets off the ground. Mishnah Berurah have caught involved. If he did it b'shogeg, Shogag b'din or shochach, he didn't realize that this is also, or he forgot that it's Shabbos, calls it a chlal shogeg. All of this is included in the act of shogeg. Sivkot and Zayin, he named a gemara pligi b'inyan shogeg u'mezid. There's a machlokis over here, Rebmei of Rebbe Yehuda. But that's a shulchan aruch who das Rebbe Yehuda. The shulchan aruch follows the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Shekini skimu, a rifa, Rambam, the agonim. However, the Vilna Gaon v'Agra hiskim beiruah the shita satosos v'siyotam the pasuk Rabbi, they hold like Rav Meir over here. The b'meizit also bein lo bein liachirim ad motzi Shabbos u'bishogig mutar gam lo miyad. B'meizit nobody can use it on Shabbos, but everybody can use it on motzi Shabbos. And if it was done by accident, you can use it immediately even on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes b'mokam atzorach under pressing need yeshes mochazeh b'vishul b'shogig something accidentally cooked on Shabbos could even be eaten immediately on Shabbos. We didn't get to any of the Dershu footnotes. Please see them yourself. That concludes today's shiur.